BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, another listener finds out the exact details of where they were conceived on Where Do You Think They Were. We've got another very lively dad today on this episode. His name is Carl, with a K, and he is everything.
We've hit a run of good dads.
Really have.
Maybe this is where the gold is.
Also, our new favourite thing involving Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid, which you will love also. And in a parallel world, who would go out with me if I was straight? And did we manage to make a crisp lover's dream come true?
Scott Mills.
So yesterday we were talking about my relationship with Chris's wife. And I'm not sure that he thinks it's okay that I just text her, like, without him being in on it. So here's the thing, right? I want to resolve this. Would you prefer it if there was some kind of, like, group chat so that when I did message her, you're there as well?
No, this isn't the issue. The issue was around... I obviously don't mind you talking, but you seem to think that she would fancy you if circumstances were different.
This is what happened yesterday.
I find it odd sometimes that you two message each other about things that... It's like you have your own thing going on.
Yeah.
It's odd, but that's...
But that's fine. But if things were different, that wouldn't be okay, would it?
By things being different, do you mean if you weren't gay?
If I wasn't gay, yes.
You're a nice guy. I don't think you would do that to me.
No.
But also, I just don't think you're her type.
All right.
I know that offends you.
Well, what is her type?
Well, me, I guess.
Right.
It really got me thinking last night. I was thinking more and more about this. And, you know, I was laid there in bed and thinking, would Scott... Surely he wouldn't. And then I got into really deep thoughts about it, Scott. I thought, imagine out there somewhere in the universe, there's a parallel world where there's a straight Scott Mills.
Right.
What kind of lady would he be with? And let's imagine Scott Mills is a famous Scott Mills. And he's on Radio 1. He's doing well for himself. And let's say he wants to step out with a celebrity. Who would that celebrity be?
Okay, in a parallel world.
I guess the question I was asking myself is... If Scott Mills was straight,
right,
who would he be going out with?
Yeah, like, who's on my level?
Exactly. Like, if you were to imagine a couple and it was Scott and question mark.
Oti Mabuse from Strictly.
Who is it? I just can't see. I hate to break it to you. It's like, you're not on that level.
Right. Any of the Strictly dancers.
This is what I mean. Like, and I can't think. There is one name out there, I'm sure of it, that I can imagine you being in a couple with on this parallel universe.
Okay. Let us know what you think on 81199. Let's open this out. I tell you who. Laura Tobin off of Good Morning Britain. I really get on with her. She's great. My level?
I would... yeah, I could see that working. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's funny and she's smart.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that... Mm, yeah, I'm going for Tobin.
Scott Mills.
Hundreds of texts on this one. If Scott was straight in a parallel universe, what kind of celebrity could we imagine seeing the headlines or like articles online?
Caroline Flack.
He's paired up with loads of people saying Flack.
Do you think I would be able to maintain a relationship with Caroline Flack?
I don't know.
Would she be interested, is what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Is it my level?
Be honest, do you think she'd be interested?
Well, you tell me.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced now. It's not quite right. Stav in Devon says, could really imagine Janet Street Porter.
No, but that's ridiculous.
Scott. What about, this is an odd shout. Mark from Grangemouth says, I could see Scott with Vanessa from the Saturdays.
I'll take that. Thank you.
I think that's flattering.
About the Trivago girl.
I think this one is great. I think this is the best one so far.
You didn't answer my question. Trivago girl, yes or no?
No.
In my league?
No. Also, is that a celebrity?
Yes.
Peter Trucking in Newcastle says Jenny Frost. And for me, that's kind of bang on for me so far.
You can imagine me and Jenny together, can you?
A few people saying, how about Scott with an older lady? I can imagine that. Lorraine Kelly.
Well, I mean, we do get on.
Scott Mills.
Can I just check something?
Yes.
Jenny Frost, did you say, meaning the one from Atomic Kitten, or do you mean Joe Frost, Super Nanny?
That's an amazing shout.
Which
as
one?
Well.
Did you say Jenny or Joe?
I said Jenny. Scott
Mills. Afternoon, Liam, who says, let's turn the tables and imagine if Chris was gay, who would he be with? That's on next week's show.
Yeah, that's what's happening in the parallel universe. It's fascinating, this topic, because for me, it feels like whose personality best matches up with yours? I think, and a couple of people suggested this, how about Sheridan Smith?
Oh, yes.
Because you two love a party.
Yeah.
I could just sort of see that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. Great.
That would be an awesome couple.
Yeah. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Laura Tobin.
Oh,
here we go.
Have you been listening?
So I've been listening.
Yeah.
I have been listening. Now, there's the good news is that I don't go for looks. So, you know, yeah. I'm not a shallow person.
Oh, my God.
And I don't mind a sense of humour. So, you know,
We get on, don't we?
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of funny. Kind of funny, so that's good. But I like people to be kind of tall. I mean, I don't mean tall, but just not short.
Oh.
So, like, 5'11", anything that or more is perfect.
Oh, okay. I'm 5'10", so... Size 10 feet, though.
8.
No.
Size 8.
No. I think
definitely 10.
There's not enough going for you, for me, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, cheers for getting in touch, because what we can do is just cross you off the list.
Because, well, no, it's not going to happen, Laura. I'm just saying theoretically.
No, but theoretically, what's great about this is rather than us just throwing out names,
yeah,
people are getting in touch and saying that actually that wouldn't happen. So we can rule Laura
checking
off the... Yeah, exactly.
Can you think of anyone else off the weather that might have me?
Laura, Alex Beresford isn't too picky.
No, but Scott's
a girl.
If Scott was straight, that's what we're saying. Shall I throw some names at you? Verisami, no.
No, she's got really high standards.
Welby,
yeah.
I think she's a nice person and she'll take anyone.
Kirkwood.
Now, I mean, Carol is lovely, but maybe you're just not good enough for her. I don't think I'd let you ask her out.
Yeah, it's tricky. I think we'll have to just rule out the weather.
I mean, I thought that Kirkwood would be a given, but you're saying otherwise.
Yeah. I think someone else.
All right, well, thanks very much for the confidence boost. All good.
Well, it's interesting, this, because I don't think we've found your level with this yet.
No.
All right.
But, you know, good luck. There might be someone out there for you if you were straight.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, we'll carry on searching.
To be fair, I'd probably be more likely to choose Piers Morgan. Scott Mills.
And now another listener gets to find out all the details of where their parents had some special time back in the day. You never know, when they made you, they may have even enjoyed it.
It's something that none of us like to consider. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just when it comes to your own parents, it feels a bit wrong, doesn't it? Something inside of you goes, ooh.
I just wish that in order to be here, they didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's a funny one, because you also want the very best for your parents as well, don't you? So really, you should be thinking, do you know what? I really hope, you know, had a wonderful time with it. Let's boil this down to, like, you, Scott. For example, you really get on well with your dad.
Yeah.
And if that was one of your mates, you'd be saying, you know, did you have a good time there? The thing is, when it comes to your dad, you just can't say that sort of stuff, can you?
No.
You don't want to be sitting there going, do you know what? I really hope you gave her a good sort of...
Oh, don't, please.
A good time.
Don't.
A good time.
I don't want to think of Pete Mills cracking on.
Yeah. Doing bits.
Ah! Anyway, it's not about us. It's about our listener, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Who are we going to speak to about this conception today?
My dad, Carl.
Carl?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Carl with a K or Carl with a C, out of interest?
Carl with a K. He's being awkward.
Uh-oh. Special breed. Carl's with a K.
Yeah.
Is that Carl on the line now?
Yes, it certainly is.
Oh, hi, Carl. I didn't realise you were there. Hi.
Just eavesdropping.
Oh, I love him already.
Carl with a K is special, very special.
Yeah, true. Has it sort of annoyed you your whole life that you're Carl with a K?
No, not at all. Carl with a C is so common, so passe.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be great.
Oh, wow.
I can tell. Now, the same laugh, Scott.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what else is similar. So, Chris, do you know anything about this whole story?
I don't know. Thankfully, I've managed to avoid it for 29 years.
For now.
I thought I'd take one for the team, though.
Yeah, and good work, Chris. Like, really appreciate it. You're just going to let us have the next few minutes of your life at your expense.
Yeah, why not?
Really appreciate it. Scott, I'm worried about your voice during this, because you keep making these little noises, which I know is just your sore throat, but they sound almost appreciative.
Oh, okay.
You just did one then. You're sort of growling throughout.
I mean, yeah, maybe I'll just stay quiet then.
Yeah, just be careful.
All right. Well, dude, where do you think they were next?
Scott Mills.
Chris, how are you feeling?
I'm not too sure at the moment.
And you said you've got no idea about this, no?
No, none whatsoever.
Nothing at all? You don't know whether it was on land, sea, air?
No, not at all, nothing. Okay. I'm completely in the dark about it.
Have we had one in the air?
We have had one in the air. Do you remember Concorde?
Oh, yes. That was a great one.
I mean, that was a good air one.
Really
as well.
Good one, yeah. All right, well, let's see how Carl's story matches up. Sexy music, shall we?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, Carl.
Right, okay.
We're ready.
Okay, well, it all started in late January, early February.
Let me stop you there. Late January, early February, are you saying that this was an event that went on for, you know, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, don't forget, they didn't have Viagra in those days. We found alternative ways. The best time to do it is actually New Year's Eve, because then you can start in one year and finish in the next.
Okay.
But that's a different story.
Bit of advice from Dad Carl there.
Okay, so 3rd of Feb, my wife and I, Linda, went up to Birmingham to visit her auntie Rita.
The city of love.
Something like that.
One in the Brum.
Yes, pretty much.
What?
So anyway, we went up there, we had a really excellent dinner.
Well, what did you have?
We had a roast dinner, but I'd never seen a roast dinner served with, I suppose they call it an Irish potato salad, because it was like mashed potato, baked potato, boiled potato. You know, all with a roast dinner. I've never seen such a combination of potatoes.
Triple carbs.
An Irish salad sounds like something you'd see in the Urban Dictionary. Let me just check. Irish salad.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys, it's not in there. I've just checked. But...
so many things that sound like they could be in there, though, right?
So anyway, you're in Birmingham, you're having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Right?
And then that evening we got invited to the local working men's club.
Nice. Mm.
And we got up and sang and done all sorts.
I would have had to have a nap. I'd be stuffed with three types of potato.
Yeah.
Well, I think all the potatoes lined my stomach. I think it was like having a lead-lined stomach.
Well, set the scene then. What music was playing? Talk to me about the atmosphere in the working man's club.
Okay, so back in those days, people smoked indoors, so the place had a grey mist haze. Everything had a nice coating of yellow. Sticky carpets, that sort of stuff.
Do you ever think when you look back at old footage now, like from the 70s and 80s on TV, like, oh, it looks rubbish. I don't think it was rubbish.
It looks bleak.
Just looks bleak, yeah.
I tell you what else looks rubbish from the 80s and 90s and 70s. Pop stars performing on TV.
It does.
So there's no makeup, no styling. It's just like, what were they playing at? It just looks awful. Everything just looks grey.
Let's help him along then. So imagine... well, Scott, you would have been DJing around that time. What kind of songs would you have been playing in the working men's club there? I can so imagine you, working men's club, mobile disco, just started on Radio 1.
No.
What was the song?
I hadn't started on Radio 1 at this point. I did have a mobile disco, though.
Come on, then.
And it was in a working men's club.
Let's get the Scotty Mills mobile disco on. Do the voice and everything. Get a bit of echo on it, like you're in there.
And good afternoon.
It would have been higher, wouldn't it? It would have been like...
Hi, I can't go higher
at
the moment.
Sorry, yeah.
You do it.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. It would have been a sort of puby Scott Mills, wouldn't it? Doing the mobile disco, working men's club. Shubba.
I did actually have a mobile disco set, and I was I used to play a singles night.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was about 14. And that's weird, because there's loads of old people copying off all around you. And I provided the soundtrack, which is weird.
What, as they carried them out?
No, they were just all... it was just all loads of divorced people getting off with each other.
I've seen one picture of you doing it, and you're a little bit more, like, sort of round in the face. And
I was possibly fat.
Right. Well, I think the scene is beautifully set, so we take a little break and then come back and learn about the finer details.
All right.
Scott Mills.
We are in the middle of Where Do You Think They Were? On Radio 1. And we're speaking to Chris and Carl. We had left Carl and Chris's mum in a working men's club, and the music playing is Yaz, The Only Way Is Up. Okay. Father, Carl, what happens next?
Well, eventually, I staggered out of the club. A short walk back to Auntie Rita's house. Now, bearing in mind, we were actively trying for a baby, so it was great fun practicing.
Chris, you okay?
As Yaz said, the only way was up.
Just about.
Oh, the only way was up, though, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, most definitely, most definitely. So we say goodnight to everybody and we go upstairs to the spare room. And it was an old Victorian bed. So the mattress probably sat nearly 4 feet off the floor. You almost had to climb up onto the bed to get onto it.
What is it with everyone's spare room? Anyone who has a spare room, bad stuff goes on in there.
Yeah. They're just grotty, aren't they, spare rooms?
Grotty as.
Yeah, so set the picture. Spare room, Victorian bed, psychedelic wallpaper, accompanied by a framed photograph or framed picture of the Pope, I think, and possibly the Virgin Mary.
Did you have a picture of the Queen on the wall as well?
No.
You have a picture of the Queen on the wall in your bedroom as well, just
the
watches on.
Every room. And you know I've got them Princess Diana mugs as well.
Yeah, that one is real.
They're limited edition, actually. Also, it's not okay doing it in front of a picture of the Pope.
No.
Yeah, imagine if the eyes moved in the picture.
That's quite 80s as well, isn't it?
Okay, so we're in the really dodgy spare room on an old bed.
Well, you know, one thing leads to another and we're getting a bit passionate. The bed starts to rock rhythmically.
Oh, no, because it's an old bed, so it's probably quite creaky, is it?
It is, it's creaky, and what made it worse was the headboard started banging on the wall.
Oh, I hate a headboard. That's always the noisy bit.
It starts off quite a slow pace, and as obviously, you know, the banging starts to get faster and faster. after a while, of course, I hate to end.
Yeah, creaky old bed there.
Your sound effects coming.
Yeah.
So, without dismounting, I nearly grabbed a pillow.
Oh. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
This is like the crucial moment.
Why would...
Hello? Hello?
Scott Mills.
Carl, are you there?
Yes.
Chris, are you there?
I'm still here.
There was a temporary reconnection thing there at the crucial moment.
I know all about crucial moments.
Okay, I think we're at that now, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
So we've now reduced the knocking and we reached the final approach.
This is how I'm imagining it.
The BBC.
Faster, faster, faster.
Oh, Carl.
What are you doing to me, guys? Seriously, what are you doing to me?
And Chris, that's how you're made to the sound of Yaz. And the only way is up.
Yep. Yeah.
On a creaky old bed.
Also, that's the theme to The Only Way is Essex, so you have to hear it all the time.
Yeah. Right, I'm done. Chris, are you done?
Yeah, I'm well and truly. Oh, God.
And Carl is definitely done.
Yeah, and that is, son, how you were made.
There we are.
The thing is, it's the story of a conception. It is actually a wonderful thing because, Chris, you wouldn't be here today without it. So, thankfully, they did go to Birmingham and do what they did. It really was, you know, one in the brum, no harm done.
It really was, yes.
Because Chris is here today.
Scott Mills. Reactions still coming in from today's Where Do You Think They Were? So the dad was Carl, remember? Another of Carl's sons has just texted in to say he's absolutely mortified.
Son of Carl.
How many has he got? He's saying that he didn't know it was going to happen and it's not the best.
It's not nice for the wider family, obviously, listening to the radio.
No, you've got to think of the siblings, you know?
Mm, yeah. But either way, thank you for stepping up, Chris.
Thank you. And if you want to be a hero, remember... We only have a few Who Do You Think They Were's left. So, where do you think they were's left? So, let's get the name right, Scott. So, get in touch with us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll just need to speak to you and one of your parents, and it's just the story of your conception. It's all absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's all very natural. You know, it is what it is, for want of a better phrase.
None of us would be here if it didn't happen.
But we'd like to hear the details.
Get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sam's in Plymouth, aren't you, Sam?
I am, yeah.
What are you doing?
Just trying to fit a conservatory roof, but it's a bit moist here, if I'm honest.
Okay,
Too moist to put a roof on it.
Yeah.
Okay, can we all stop staying moist, please? Thank you.
Oh, why? What's wrong with that?
I hate the word.
Yeah, why are you using the word moist? Do you mean wet?
Stop it.
Well, no, because there's a difference between moist and wet, isn't there?
Yeah, but moist is for, like, chicken or something, isn't it? It's not really... It's rare you'd say, oh, it's moist outside.
Right, well, I'm going to have to abort this call if there's any more mention of...
you don't hear it. Well, no, what I'm saying is
this stops now.
It's not a weather term. You don't hear the weather people saying, and do you know what? Outside today, you know, bit of sun there, moist
don't
there. It's... Don't get angry about it.
Michael Fish could do it. Just mix it up a little bit. Or is he retired? I'm not sure.
I don't think he's on anymore.
Shame. He would definitely say the word moist.
Okay, good. Right.
But anyway, why are you struggling? You're struggling to put a roof on it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because of the aforementioned word. Also, last time we were putting a roof on, before we were roofing Frico windows, we were roofing for somebody else, and my mate just fell through it.
That's so not that funny.
Why are you laughing?
So, no, it isn't that funny because it was proper major, but I'm not allowed to talk about the injury. Not like a fishing trip from Gavin and Stacey thing, just not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
So now none of us really... I'm slightly rotund, so I shouldn't go on a roof anyway because I'm, you know... Well, doctors would say I'm a beast, but, you know... But my mate is slim, but he falls through roofs, so we've got a bit of a problem.
That's a funny situation, isn't it? That you are slightly... You know,
this is all too much.
Slightly rotund, as you put it.
Yeah.
Yet you're daily on the roof.
Yeah.
Do you never think slimming down, perhaps for the job?
I don't go on the roof because of the exact reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah, right, cool. I feel like I know everything. Okay, here's today's banger's choice from me.
Go on, then. That's a good choice, that, isn't it?
Avicii, Hey Brother.
June.
Good one, isn't it?
I do love that one.
His new album is amazing.
Yes.
Always reminds me of Harper Adams' Uni, that song.
Totally.
Niche. I know it's a niche shout out for one song there, but you know what I mean. If you know, sort of thing. Sort of majestic, this. All right, Sam. Well, look, I am going to try and tempt you away. I've got a banger today, and it's this.
Oh, you've stopped here,
haven't you? This is
big. Yeah, massive, this one. This is Fatboy Slim, Praise You, with arguably the greatest music video ever.
It's the best bangers for a while, and I'm privileged to be part of it.
Chris has literally, he's pulled it out and he's put it on the table there, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Slapped it down.
Yeah, just bang, wallop. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Have a look at it.
You wallop yours out as well, didn't you?
I did, actually. Yeah.
I'm eyeing them both up, if I'm honest.
Okay.
You know, I could go either way here.
I know you could.
Yeah. You've heard.
Who are you fancying?
Do you know what? It's got to be Scott.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to discover.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV,
let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our new podcast is called The Reality Tea.
We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the gossip direct.
Yes!
So whether you're into the Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we got you covered, boo.
Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Well, he was hilarious.
Loved him.
Let's get Sam from Plymouth back on again. What a choice. See, underrated, that one, I think, from Avicii. You kind of forget about it, but it's a good one. Avicii with Hey Brother. Oh, our Tune of the Week artist has been on. I like it when they do us a little message. Elle Devine.
Oh, great.
She's amazing. It looks like she's on a boat on holiday, but she took time out to do this.
Hey, Scott and Chris, it's Elle Devine here. I'm so excited that Naked Alone is your Tune of the Week. Thank you so much. I basically wrote this song about when I first moved to London. Just one of those when you're in bed, there's no one to cuddle, and yeah, that was the inspiration behind the song. I was really lonely, and I decided to stop feeling sorry for myself and turn that into a big loner's anthem. So I hope it kickstarts everyone's summer, and hope you enjoy it.
This is it, El Divine, Naked Alone.
Mills.
So this is the thing that me and Chris are into at the moment. You know, Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid, they both do these programs where they visit American prisons and they meet people like on death row, people that have done like terrible crimes. There's one on tonight. Susanna Reid just tweeted about it, 9 p.m. on ITV.
And they do it separate, don't they? So Piers Morgan's done a load of these.
Yeah.
Susanna Reid's done a load of these in her own right as well.
Always in a prison in America. They're quite interesting shows to watch, but what we enjoy more is the photo that they take with the prisoner.
Now, I think what it is because naturally, you know, when like you have a pop star at Radio 1, you have a picture with them, you can smile, you can do a funny face, you can do thumbs up, whatever.
Yeah.
You obviously can't do that in this situation.
So no.
If you have a spare moment today, go onto Google and type in like Piers Morgan serial killer, which is the name of the show.
Or Susanna Reid Death Row. Type either of those in and you'll see the pictures. And obviously you can't smile because these are awful people, but them doing serious face is the best thing you'll see today.
It's their faces.
It's Piers Morgan, just Susanna, look at Piers face. And Susanna's faces. See, there she is with the man in an orange jumpsuit. Yeah. But absolutely, like, so serious. Which you have to be.
Of course you have to be.
But
yeah,
I just...
But all the pictures together, it's...
Yeah. I just really enjoy both Susanna and Piers' serious faces.
Scott Mills.
2 weeks ago, we spoke to Stuart. That wasn't his real name. His real name is Ashley, but we couldn't say that at the time because it would have ruined the surprise. He is best man for Dave's wedding. Now, Dave, as he told us, is a massive Chris beater.
Well, basically, my wingman, he loves crisp. He has, on average, bare minimum, about 4 bags of crisp a day. In theory, on his wedding day, it should be around his millionth crisp that he's consumed.
A million crisps by your wedding, imagine that.
It's actually incredible, isn't it? Because you don't really think about how many crisps you've eaten in your lifetime. But he's got to a million just in time for the wedding. It's an amazing milestone.
So the best man, his real name is Ashley, has written a letter for Dave's wedding, which he wants signed by Gary Lineker, cos King of Crisps. Now, 2 weeks ago, we said the best way to try and get Lineker's attention was to tweet him. So a lot of people did. Thousands, in fact.
I think he'll more readily say yes if everyone gets involved in social media and piles on the pressure, cos it's harder to say no to a lot of people.
Why don't we all tweet him? Because that won't annoy him in any way.
We can all unite under some kind of hashtag.
Hashtag crisp wedding. Yes, let's do that.
What was amazing about this then, Scott, was hashtag crisp wedding started trending. I think it was like number one in the UK.
Yeah.
It all started to kick off.
Now I've got best man Ashley on the line now. We called him Stuart before because didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi, are you all right, guys?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
When's the wedding?
It's today.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
wow. Okay. Have you heard from Lineker at all?
No, not at all, no.
Well, you wanted a signature, didn't you, for your letter?
Yeah, yeah. To sign it, really, at the bottom.
Okay, I've got some news.
Right.
He signed the letter.
Oh, you are joking me. That's amazing.
It's done.
Really?
Yeah, the power of Radio 1, see?
Can't thank you enough. And especially the Radio 1 listeners and everyone that tweeted him. I really appreciate it.
Even better.
Yeah.
Gary Lineker's done a video.
Has he?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Sean. I just wanted to congratulate you on your wedding day and wish you all the very best for the future. I wouldn't ordinarily interrupt my holidays to send this kind of message, but given Dave's love of crisps, I felt I really ought to. So I'm sharing this message, showing the message, not my crisps, of course. And Sean, I hope you include something that details Dave's love of crisps in the vows. Of course, better for worse. Salt and vinegar for cheese and onion, prawn cocktail for ready salted. I know that you're doing proud. I just wanted to wish you all the very best. If Dave's love of crisp does get on your nerves from time to time, just remember it's not his fault. So wishing you all the very best for the future, for a long and happy marriage. And good luck on your match of the day.
Oh, that's clever. Match of the day.
It is amazing, isn't it?
I mean, that is so kind of Gary Lineker. I'm not being rude, though. Those vowels were crap. What's he on about with the crisp vowels?
Yeah.
Anyway, you've got a video.
Yeah, I like that. Guys, that is absolutely amazing.
Okay, right. So we're going to send you the video and a copy of the letter now so you can print it off.
That's great. I can't thank you guys enough. Obviously, I wasn't expecting the video.
Job done.
Can't thank you guys enough. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Scott Mills.
Really enjoyed today's show, you know.
Today's been fun. This week's been fun.
It's been nice to be able to speak a bit more than I have the rest of the week as well.
Well, your voice will be back stronger on...
Tomorrow, on the official chart.
Of course, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm on Friday. So. Right, I'm going to call some people back now. We've never done this before. Who have texted in at random just to get, like, a review of today's show. So if you have texted in about the show today, you might be getting a call. This may take people by surprise.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is that Linda?
It is.
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. I'm with Chris.
Oh, hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm just calling people at random.
What have you enjoyed today?
Oh, everything. I'm sitting here baking 200 cookies for a wedding on Saturday and you just had me in hysterics. You've kept me going. You've kept me sane.
Anything in particular that you enjoyed?
Oh, I did love the... where do you think they were?
Oh, my word. I know. Like, the dad was really sharing a lot, wasn't he?
I know. Far too much. Far too much. But every time you played the sound effects, I was in hysterics.
All right. Thank you very much. Is this too much? Am I taking people by surprise?
Well, no, it's kind of the point.
It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? Try another one.
Hello?
Aunt...
Hello.
Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, yes.
Sorry to ring. I just want a quick review of today's show. What have you enjoyed?
Where they think they were was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Have you been listening this week?
The start of the show with you and Chris debating who would suit you in different circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Did you have any views on that?
What Gemma Collins, I actually put, would have been ideal for you.
Gemma Collins.
All right, well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
I'm not averse to that idea, actually. I mean, she might be a bit of a handful at times.
Yeah.
Slightly high maintenance, but yeah, we'll work through it.
One more.
Hello?
Kelsey.
Yeah, speaking.
Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
You all right?
I'm all right, you?
Yeah, I'm just calling up to get a quick review of the show, really. I saw that you texted in earlier.
Yes. What did I text in?
Scott, you are getting destroyed here.
it was when you were chatting to... I can't remember her name, but it's when you were chatting about the situation of if parallel universes, if it was slightly different.
Yeah, if Scott was straight.
With.
Got you.
And I mean, her feedback was very blunt.
Yeah, Laura Tobin from The Weather there. Yeah, she
that's
was.
Right, yes.
She did go in quite a bit, didn't she?
She did indeed, yeah.
Did you enjoy the chat, though?
Yes, very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets you thinking, doesn't it?
Any thoughts on who I could go out with that's on my level if things were different?
On your level?
Yeah.
Daytime TV presenters. Like, they're a bit of you.
Do you reckon Holly Willoughby would go out with me?
Yes, 100%.
Yes. You do?
Mm. Yes.
Do you?
Mm. I do indeed, yeah.
Chris? Mm.
Do you not? Do you think so?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. In some ways, yes, in some ways, no.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.